Good morning. You are listening to KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka, and I am here with Aaron Mathis in the studio. Aaron Mathis works for Braveheart Volunteers. Thanks for coming in, Aaron.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're here to talk about something specific, lots of helping hands, but before we dive into talking about that particular tool, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what you do at Braveheart Volunteers, what your job is.
Thanks. Sure. So I do a lot of work with grief and bereavement, and also a lot of direct care services, working with families and individuals at end of life, those folks that are facing isolation. Mm-hmm. So mostly direct care services.
I guess your title is therapeutic program director. Is
correct.
That right? Okay. Yes. So you do a bunch of different things, but
that is accurate.
Okay. Okay. Great. And one of those things you do, it turns out, is using this online tool, or kind of coordinating this online tool, called Lots of Helping Hands.
Right.
So this is sort of a new program for Braveheart?
It is, okay. Yes. It's something that we discovered along the way, and it's been very useful for families in the community. And so we've just adapted it as a program of our own. And so we offer some training and support for families to establish a care calendar. Yeah, so that's what we do.
So, yeah, that's great. So it's an online tool. And I think probably some of us have heard of things like Caring Bridges or Meal
right.
Train. So is it, which is a tool that you can use to connect people with like food if they just maybe came home with a new baby. So is it that sort of
right.
tool?
Or? Well, actually, it's unique in the sense that it combines aspects of all of those other types mm-hmm. of websites. So the Caring Bridge, which has blog posts and updates and photos, and Meal Train, which is just meal-focused, meal organization. It has all of those aspects. And then the calendar, which is sort of the more prominent feature, which allows families to make requests of things that might be needed. So transportation or caregiving, respite, meals included as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the kind of people who use this are anyone or like?
Oh, absolutely. The application is wide. I mean, of course, at Braveheart, we're working with more of a specific population. So those individuals who are recovering from surgery or who might be at end of life or facing terminal illness, that sort of thing. But programs like schools and churches, new parents, they could all use this for asking and receiving support from the community, from neighbors, family, friends,
okay.
that sort of thing.
Okay. It sounds very helpful. I certainly have used Caring Bridges and Meal Train before and found that a great way to
absolutely.
Connect with people. So your role at Braveheart with this is that you kind of work as the coordinator for these for people who want to use this tool?
That's right. Yeah. So I offer the opportunity for families to meet with me, and I'm pretty well versed in the program. I've used it often the last year with multiple families, and so it's a nice way for folks to learn the program, because it can be a bit, you know, it's overwhelming as a caregiver already, and then to add this this process of learning a new program, so I can guide them through that, and then also help them identify their needs, which can be more challenging than you might imagine. So identifying needs and then identifying resources that already exist. So coworkers, neighbors, friends that might be willing to help. And the person that's receiving the services isn't asked to ask those folks directly. Once I have a contact information, an email, a name, I can send the invitation to the calendar, and it's just an invitation. There's no expectation. Mm-hmm. And so the person receiving the invitation can then take a look at the calendar and see what they might be able to help with. So, and based on their interests, availability, maybe their skills, that sort of thing.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier when we were chatting, like something like someone building a handrail, maybe for someone who needs
right.
their house to be have a handrail in it, which is like, yeah, I would never have thought of something like that. So
right.
it's much broader than the kinds of tools that I'm used to.
Right.
Anyway.
Not just meals or rides. And we can help facilitate that process and really get creative and more specific too than you might imagine. So that's
I liked
helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I liked what you said too about how caregivers are already kind of inundated with work and probably overwhelmed and exhausted, and you being there to coordinate is really one way to help alleviate that. And that there's definitely a sense of fulfilling a need and reaching out to people by doing this,
right?
By having this project. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So actually, if people are interested in learning more about this, there's going to be a chance for locals, people in Sitka, to actually find out about it tonight. Do you want
to talk
about
right. Today. So today at 4 at Harrigan, the temporary Harrigan, Sealing Cove Business Center on Alice Loop. We'll be meeting at 4, and I'll be going through a tutorial of a calendar. So I'll teach everyone how to use this program. And so people should leave feeling pretty confident in creating their own calendar or meeting with me again to work, you know, to create a calendar together. And I think there was a message that folks should bring a laptop or an iPhone, some sort of device, but that is not necessary because I'm going to be projecting the calendar up on the wall and we'll go through that together. And everyone will leave with a cheat sheet so they can, you know, take that home and build their own calendar if they'd like.
If they have their own laptop, would it be helpful to have, or would it be more in the way of things?
I think it might be more confusing.
Sure.
I think it'll be better if folks just bring themselves, and we'll have some refreshments and
And it's literally for anyone in the community.
For anyone in the community. Yeah. And I encourage, if there are folks that are sort of interested in the tech side of things, from organizations or in groups and churches, to come and learn this program and then be able to offer it for people in their group.
And you actually are a great resource, not just because you coordinate this and will help people here locally, but you were telling me earlier that you actually have a connection with someone who works at lots of...
Yeah, so I made this connection with a woman, Mary Napoleon. She's in Chicago, and she works in marketing for lots of Helping Hands. And so we've developed this relationship over the last year through email and phone calls, and I've given her lots of feedback on the app and then also the calendar that, you know, on the... computer. And so we have been, like I said, in contact, and it's been a really nice aspect of this work, being able to talk with her directly.
That's actually really great for Sitkins too.
Absolutely.
Someone's using it and having trouble with a certain thing, they can talk to you and you can report back to the
And Mary's
company.
Been really clear about that. So if folks are having any difficulties or we're encountering any little glitches, which happens with all programs, you know, just to report that to her, and their response has been excellent.
That's fantastic. We got a little off track because I wanted to ask you the phone number. I want to make sure people who want to ask you more questions about the event this afternoon or who maybe can't come to the event, how could they contact you?
Okay. So folks can call me at the office. It's 747-4600. And probably the best way to reach me is through email, and that'll come to me directly at Erin, E-R-I-N, at braveheartvolunteers.org. Erin at braveheartvolunteers.org.
Okay, great. That is an easy one to say over the air. Sometimes email addresses get cumbersome, but so tonight, well, this afternoon, I guess, from 4 to 5 at Sealing Cove, people who are interested in even just learning about this online tool called Lots of Helping Hands, they can come and talk to you there, and they'll be given a presentation, a tutorial, walk through it. And if they can't make it or if they have further questions, they can call 747-4600, or even better would be to email you at erin@braveheartvolunteers.com.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, great. Well, do you have any final kind of thoughts you want to share about this program?
Yeah, one last thing. So this program, like any other sort of computer-based program, feels sort of sterile maybe to folks, or maybe that's the thought. But we at Braveheart have found it to be, there's just so much heart there. So we've seen some really beautiful things happen through the calendar and through the program. I just want to share that it's been really lovely, and I anticipate more of that.
Excellent.
To continue.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Good morning.